When I met Kershaw, Demir realized that he could receive an education and continue to play tennis like he has been doing for most of his life. Ahmet made the journey to the U.S.
I am from Turkey, and right now I'm attending at Fair State University, and I decided to come to the United States mainly because I had been playing competitive tennis for a very long time, and my tennis coach was mentioned to me that in the United States I was able to get a scholarship and also get education. So that is the main reason it was to come to the United States, while I can play really competitive tennis and get my education.
Ferris State University is located in Big Rapids, Michigan. Political science is Ahmet's major, and he says he likes that the university is expanding and bringing new opportunities to the students there that will impact the world globally.
Here, I enjoy my political science department. Like, I met with my teachers and stuff, and they are very experienced and intelligent people. And the reason why I chose political science, because I always had passion for politics. And also, living in Turkey, usually people in Turkey is very involved in politics and stuff compared to the United States. And our tennis team here is very competitive, and we do really good usually. And it was a good opportunity for me to, you know, come here, do both things that I love. And Ferris State has a lot of opportunities for students. I think it's a growing, developing university. And they are trying to, you know, open up to the rest of the world. Actually, there is this new program that is called Global Initiative and Global Awareness. And the Ferris State University is putting in a lot of money and time into this. And actually, we have just got confirmation from the Turkish Consul General in Chicago. I have personally invited him with the also permission from the president. He's going to come to our university and do a speaker day about Turkey, Middle East, and European Union relations and stuff. Like, these kind of things are also concerns with my field. So, like, there's a lot of things that are being tried to, you know, build for students to be more part of the global world.
When it comes to playing tennis, Ahmet has played the sport in many other countries other than his own. And he says the tennis scholarship plays a significant role in him being able to come to the United States to play and study.
I started playing tennis when I was 7 years old. And my mom, she is very interested in tennis, and she loves the sport. And she just started me, and I had a Russian coach in my hometown in Turkey. And he was a very talented coach, which, you know, it helped me out a lot for me to go play good tennis player. And as I kept on playing and playing, I realized that I was a competitive player. And also, it opened up many doors for me. I mean, like, when I lived in England and I traveled many places in the world, also playing tennis tournaments, places like Bulgaria, Romania, Syria, Algeria, Ireland and stuff. I played tennis tournaments all over the place, and I met new people, made connections and stuff. And the thing that tennis helped me was also coming to the United States. As you might also know, it is very expensive for especially international students to go to college here in the United States. And with the scholarship that I get through tennis, it helps me a lot. So tennis has opened up many doors for me and opportunities.
Graduation for Ahmet is in the fall of next year, and he says playing tennis will be a part of his future.
Definitely being in a different country and learning about American culture, American education system, and everything else, getting a degree here in the United States will definitely be valued a lot back in my country. So I am very lucky to be here. And my goal, actually, you know, right after graduation, I want to look out for some sponsorship opportunities, and also being able to stay in the United States through some kind of work at, like, some tennis academies. I want to travel a little bit and play some tennis tournaments.
For more stories about students in the United States, visit our website, www.voanews.com/AGCF. For America's Global College Forum, I'm Marcia James.